This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. Science, science, science. Drum roll, please. We are talking about CBD today. CBD, cannabidiol, which might make you think about cannabis and might make you nervous that I'm talking about weed, but I'm not. This is not an episode about getting high, not at all. I'm not talking about THC, which is the psychoactive component of marijuana that gets you high. There are many other compounds in the cannabis plant, somewhere between 60 and 100 other active compounds that don't get you high. And one of them, cannabidiol, or CBD, has some notable therapeutic effects on the body and mind. And it's cool if you're a little bit nervous, thinking maybe I'm going a little bit towards the edge talking about drugs, but it's not that way at all. This is a plant that has psychoactive and non-psychoactive compounds, and today we are talking about CBD, one of the non-psychoactive compounds, meaning it doesn't get you high. I'm going to explain the differences between THC and CBD, how they function differently in the body, and I'm going to talk about how people are using CBD and why, what the benefits are, where you can get it, if it's right for you, who should dial back and maybe walk away. We're going to talk about all of that today. But before we do, and this is probably the only time you will hear me mention this, depending on when I record Monday's episode, but I announced a while back that I'm not working with new clients over this summer 2018, because I want to free up some time to really pour that energy into my book so that I can make some serious progress and hopefully get closer to the finish line over the summer with my book. So I'm not taking new clients into a summer 12 weeks to transformation. A lot of you have already got on the wait list for the fall. I promise I will have a fall session because we all want to go into the new year feeling really amazing about our progress and our goals. But because there are so many people on the wait list for the fall, and I know that the majority of them are like, I don't want to wait for you to have time for me. I'm ready now. I want to be doing something. Help me do something to make progress towards my goals. I have decided to kind of meet you in the middle with a little prequel for you, something that you can do partly with me and partly on your own to generate some of that momentum and capitalize on your motivation to take great care of yourself right now before our fall 12 weeks to transformation kicks off. The caveat is it's only going to be open to the first 100 people, and this prequel to the 12 weeks to transformation is only for new clients. And the reason it's only for new clients is because I do have a veterans 12 week to transformation going on this summer. So if you have worked with me before, the veterans group is open for you. It starts on June 24th. So just shoot me an email so we can get you squared away for that. But for those of you that have yet to work with me, that are looking for something that is a hybrid of working on your own and also working with me, I've got something open up right now. It's open right now to the first 100 people, which is why you probably won't hear me talk about it again, but depending on when I record Monday's episode, you might hear it just one more time. Here's the way it will work. For the 12 weeks of summer, or the 12 weeks between now and when our fall 12 weeks to transformation kicks off, you would get a live Q&A webinar with me every single week. The day and time of that live webinar will vary, so we can accommodate lots of different schedules and time zones, but basically you will have 12 opportunities as a group to be on with me live talking about whatever's on your mind, topics that you submit, questions that you need help with every single week. Again, the day and time will vary, but they will be recorded. So if you can't make one live or you can't make several of them live, you will be able to submit your questions or topics ahead of time and have access to the replay. In addition to 12 live Q&As with me every week, or not 12 per week, but one a week over 12 weeks, you'll also get access to my daily coaching audio messages for the 12 weeks until the fall kickoff. This is something, the daily audio coaching messages are something that I put together for folks in the 12 weeks to transformation, for folks in the Masters Club. But since I'm not doing a rookies group this summer, basically what you would get is access to the daily coaching audio messages, as well as a live Q&A webinar with me every week. Again, that's only open for new clients that haven't worked with me before. If you're a veteran, you want to be in the summer 12 weeks to transformation, email me before June 24th. And it's only open to the first 100 people so that I can ensure on those live Q&As, everybody is really getting their questions answered. To register for that, it will close very soon, I am sure. You go to today's show notes page. So that's just primalpotential.com/493. That's the episode number for today. So primalpotential.com/493, and you'll see the word resources in big bold font. And the first link below that is going to be the link to register to be one of the 100 in this summer prequel group. Again, it's $99. It's open to the first 100 people. You will be able to jump on 12 live Q&A webinars with me, submit topics you want me to touch on, questions that you have every single week, and you'll also have access to those daily coaching audio messages from me between now and when our fall group kicks off. So that is what you need to do to be a part of that. Go to primalpotential.com/493. I'll also have over there the waitlist linked up for the fall 12 weeks to transformation. primalpotential.com/493. Back to CBD. Cannabidiol. So CBD stands for, it is an acronym for cannabidiol. Cannabidiol is the primary non-psychoactive component of cannabis. Cannabis, you might think of as marijuana, weed. CBD is also one of the primary components of hemp, which is kind of a different varietal. It is grown differently. It is used differently. It has a different chemical makeup than marijuana does. Hemp and marijuana are different, and we will get to that as well. So the key here that I want to really emphasize for the 77th time of 140 that I'll probably mention in this episode, non-psychoactive, CBD being non-psychoactive, means that it doesn't get you high. It doesn't make you feel weird or loopy or out of control. It is non-psychoactive. CBD is actually something I have personally been using for a while now, but I didn't want to dive right into talking about it. I really take not only my own personal experience very seriously, but also doing the research more than just a Google search, right? Sometimes people will email me and say, hey, can you talk about XYZ? And I say, I'll absolutely add it to the list, but I will never just spend an hour or two on Google and then think that I have the level of expertise that entitles me to have a podcast episode about it. I think that's irresponsible. I will never do that. So while I have been using CBD for a while, I haven't talked about it because I didn't feel like I had any degree of expertise. And while I'm nowhere near an expert or a master in CBD or cannabis and all of those components, I wanted to have a depth of personal experience in a variety of different forms, but also go beyond a Google search and understanding the science, the limitations, the concerns, the pros, the cons, all of that. And I'll tell you that I was initially drawn to it when I saw it as an offering at my local massage therapist. I use massage as a way to recover from my CrossFit workouts. I tend to, because I work on my computer for 90% of my day, I hold a lot of tension in my back and my neck. And when I combine that with the workouts that I do, moving intensely, moving quickly, moving heavy weights, Massage is an important part of recovery for me and just body care. I love it and I think it's relaxing, but I primarily do it because I think it's an important way to take care of my body. So anyway, when I moved to Cape Cod, I found a new massage therapist and I noticed that one of the offerings was a CBD oil massage. And the first time I saw it, I didn't get it because I was like, I don't know what that is. I know what CBD is, but is that sort of you get high while you're getting a massage? And that could be interesting, but I wanted to learn more. And I realized that no, there's no high associated with it whatsoever, that CBD is completely non-psychoactive, but that it has powerful anti-inflammatory properties. And so when combined in the topical application, meaning it's something that you rub on your skin, and in a massage, that it sort of can compound the efficacy of the massage, because not only are you increasing blood flow, not only are you relaxing some of the muscle tissues and working the muscle fascia, you are also infusing an anti-inflammatory compound into your skin, into your muscle tissues. So I thought, why not? I know that I have inflammation, especially in my shoulder. I have a shoulder injury I've shared with you guys before. So that has been a part of my own body care using the CBD oil in massage. So after a few sessions, I went to the gym and we were talking about different self-care things and foam rolling and massage and different things like that. And I was mentioning this CBD oil massage and one of the coaches at the gym said, hey, I have CBD oil in my coffee. And I was like, I'm no stranger to putting oil in my coffee, but I've never put CBD oil in my coffee. And I'm thinking, I wonder if it has anti-inflammatory properties when it's ingested, because obviously that's a very different pathway through the body than a topical application. When we apply something to our skin being our largest organ, that goes through a very different process than when we consume something. Because when we consume something, how much of it is getting digested and where is it going? Is it going beyond, like once we consume it, is it excreted? How is it used? Where is it used? So I knew I had to go back to the research. And that's when I realized that, hey, it's not just about the anti-inflammatory properties. There's also antioxidant benefits. There's anti-inflammatory benefits to the intestines, to the large and the small bowel, which is huge because so much of inflammation begins in the gut when we either overeat or we consume foods to which we are sensitive. And it has a role in improving insulin responsiveness. So I was like, all right, I need to learn a little bit more, but I could get down with this. So I went to this coffee shop and I had the CBD coffee. And what I noticed is one of the other benefits, which is anti-anxiety, antidepressant effect. And I noticed within an hour a measurable mellowing, not a high, that is very different, but just a relaxation, a calm, very similar to what I experience after I meditate. I talked to you guys about my TM practice before. And this coffee shop that I went to, local to my gym, also sells CBD products, patches for the skin, like an infusion patch for the skin, and massage oils, as well as oils that you could put into coffee or food preparations or things like that. And I thought, well, I need to learn about this company and what they do, and if I can trust the quality, and how I know I can trust the quality, and where their product comes from, and if I can trust that. So took me a little while to do my homework, but I have been very pleasantly surprised by the potential benefits of CBD as well as the effects in my own experience. So I will say it again, it is not psychoactive, but it does play a role in cellular health. So allowing your cells to more quickly identify unhealthy cells and trigger their death, apoptosis. Also insulin responsiveness, inflammation, antioxidant, and antidepressant, anti-anxiety. The way that this works, CBD, this class of compounds that CBD is one of, they're called cannabinoids, and they work with a system that is naturally present in our body called the endocannabinoid system. And the reason it's named that to begin with is because it was identified, this system naturally present in our body, was identified when researchers were looking to understand how marijuana impacts the body. Like, where does it work? Where does it trigger? Where is it impacting the body to create the high that marijuana and THC specifically within the marijuana creates? So they found this system within this body, this communication system, and they named it the endocannabinoid system. And the role of this particular part of the body, this system within a bigger system, is communication and balance, homeostasis, keeping everything as it should be. The endocannabinoid system that is naturally a part of every one of us has an impact on pain, on appetite, on mood, memory, on immunity, sleep, and cell health or cell cycling, when your cells replicate and when they know to die. And we have naturally present in our body molecules known as endocannabinoids. And that word endo is what lets us know that they come from within us versus outside of us, right? And they naturally are present in our body, interacting with this endocannabinoid system and influencing pain and appetite and memory and all these different things. THC, the component of marijuana that is responsible for the high, it is the psychoactive, and CBD, one of the non-psychoactives, they resemble, they look and act like the endocannabinoids naturally found in our bodies. And not only do they look like those things, they interact with, when we consume them, THC and CBD and the other cannabinoids in marijuana or hemp, they interact with the endocannabinoid system. They influence it. But they do so in very different ways. These cannabinoids, whether they come from inside our bodies or they are something external, something we consume, they bind to proteins within the body. And when they do, they influence the function of that protein receptor to which they have bound. And there are a couple of different receptor types that we have to look at to understand this. And we're going to look at CB1s and CB2s. These are different types of receptors within this endocannabinoid system. CB1 receptors are found mostly in the brain, and they influence movement and coordination, as well as pain, emotion, and our hormone systems, our hormone function, our endocrine system. So those are the CB1s, found mostly in the brain and influencing movement, coordination, pain, emotion, and the endocrine system. CB2 receptors are found mostly in the immune system. You guys gotta give me 1 second. I gotta close the window because I hear a tractor. Look at that. Isn't that better? All right, so CB2 receptors, the other primary receptor type within the endocannabinoid system, they're found mostly in the immune system. And these are the ones that influence inflammation. They also can influence pain, but from a different perspective than those CB1 receptors that are primarily throughout the brain. Remember that THC is the psychoactive, the component that gets you high, that is not THC is the one that gets you high. It's the psychoactive, and it is not a component of CBD. All right? CBD doesn't bind with the receptors, the CB1 receptors, but THC does. CBD works very differently because it actually doesn't bind with either of these two types of receptors. What it does, what CBD does, how it functions and creates these benefits is that it actually blocks other things from binding to those receptors. So there are these two primary receptor types within the endocannabinoid system. And CBD works by keeping other things from binding to and modulating those receptors. That is its function. Going back to THC and emphasizing the point that CBD doesn't get you high, not only does THC or does CBD not bind to these receptors, but because it blocks other things from binding to these receptors, not only will CBD not make you high, but it will also block the high that you can get from THC, because CBD is preventing things from binding to these receptors. And by things, that is including THC. So when you get something like a CBD oil, or you have a CBD patch or something like that, first of all, it doesn't include THC, but if you were for some reason either going through like a dispensary or something like that, you got a compound that has both THC and CBD, CBD actually blocks the high depending on how much CBD is present and how much THC is present, because the mechanism of action of the CBD is to keep cannabinoids, endocannabinoids, and cannabinoids from external sources from binding to these receptors. So THC creates the high by binding primarily to those CB1 receptors. CBD blocks the binding altogether. It is through that mechanism of action that it has these anti-inflammatory effects, that it has the ability to reduce the sensation of pain, that it has the ability to reduce anxiety and depression and improve cellular health. And there is also some research looking at its ability to improve insulin responsiveness. I believe we're very early in the research stages with CBD, which I think is why we don't see more of it. And that's totally fine. I don't think that is a bad thing, so long as we are all responsible and paying more attention to our own bodies than to what other people say, because our bodies always give us the best answer. Our bodies always give us the answer that is true for us versus true for the masses. Before I tell you where I get my CBD and more specifically how I use it, I obviously want to say that if you have any medical issue, mental or physical, if you are depressed, if you are taking anti-anxiety meds, if you're taking any meds, you're under the care of a doctor for any reason, obviously be responsible. We all have to take our health very seriously and not just go rogue. Talk to your doctor before you make any changes at any time or you add anything that can have an impact on such a sensitive body system. To talk to your doctor before you give anything like that a try, obviously. The other thing that I think is so important is if you're going to give this a try, you've got to know where it comes from. As we see, and we have listeners from all over the world, but I'll speak to the USA, as we see changes in regulations around marijuana, there's going to be a lot of people trying to profit from that. And when money is involved, there will be people that try to cut corners and not do things the right way. And so with anything, I mean, this is true for everything. I think it's true with vegetables as well, right? I think it's true. You got to know where they come from. And if you can believe what it says on the label, I always like to know. That's why I use companies like Thrive Market and ButcherBox, because they have wonderful transparency into where they're getting their products. And I think that that is incredibly important in all things. And CBD products are no different, right? Are no different. I get mine from a company called, let's see, I've got the box right here, Mary's Nutritionals. And I will link to Mary's Nutritionals on the show notes. They do have an online presence. You can buy their CBD products online. And the reason you can do that is because it's not marijuana. It is just an elite hemp extract that is standardized to 500 milligrams of cannabidiol, right? So it's not THC. It is not marijuana. It is an extract from hemp that is standardized to a specific amount of CBD. The reason that I use Mary's, of course, I found them because they are local to me, but they are 100% organic. They do in-house as well as external testing. And they also are, they are open about the source of their hemp. It comes from a place called Elite Botanicals, which is out of Colorado, and they are very transparent about the ways that they comply with the Industrial Hemp Act and organic farming principles, and steering clear of any harmful chemicals or solvents that are sometimes used in the extraction process. So they make sure and are very transparent about the ways that they are avoiding these solvents and these chemicals and doing heavy metal and pesticide testing, etc. Sometimes when you find cheaper products, especially cheaper products from international markets that are then imported, they've cut corners. And they are not transparent about their methods and their processes. And I always think that if you have nothing to hide, then you hide nothing, right? And so you are open about the sourcing of your material. And I think that that is as important with meat products as it is with vegetable products, as it is with CBD oil. Mary's, and again, I will link to them. They have products for pets and inflammation and cell health and things like that for pets. They have transdermal patches. What I have here in my hand is just a hemp oil extract. Again, it's standardized to 500 milligrams of CBD, but they also have massage oils, etc. So I will link to them over on the show notes, primalpotential.com/493. You'll be headed over there anyway if you're interested in this summer offering or on the getting on the wait list for the fall 2018 group. So the other place that I use this oil in the massage form is when I'm getting my massage. And what I do now is I bring my massage oil with me, because the product that they were using didn't have it's, I'm not saying it's not high quality, but they weren't as transparent about where it came from, the company that was selling it. So I bring my own, and that is, it's kind of like bringing your own nail polish to get a pedicure or a manicure, right? That is how I roll. So one way that I use it is topically via massage, which you could certainly do yourself if you are massaging your arms or your legs. For me, it's a little tough to massage the back of my shoulder, so I have a massage therapist who does that. The second way that I use this is just a drop, a single drop, like it's a pipette dropper, and it's just one drop in my coffee. If I'm going to do some kind of bulletproof coffee variation, what I'll do is I'll take my MCT oil that I get from Thrive Market, and I'll put maybe a teaspoon of that with one dropper of the CBD oil into my coffee. I will also link to the MCT oil that I get from Thrive Market over on the show notes page as well. Another way that I will do this is when I make my own salad dressings. If you follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, you'll see that I do a lot of leafy greens, especially with dinner time meals. And I tend to, though not exclusively, I tend to make my own salad dressing with just a 50-50 split of oil and vinegar, whatever I have on hand. I almost always have extra virgin olive oil and or avocado oil. I love the Primal Kitchen avocado oil. It's way cheaper through Thrive Market, so I always get that, as well as either extra virgin olive oil or straight MCT oil. And then I'll do half oil, half vinegar, either a apple cider vinegar. I like Bragg's. It's also a lot cheaper through Thrive Market. Or a red wine vinegar. And then I'll typically throw in shallots or garlic, not both, and a little Dijon mustard and salt and pepper. And that's how I make my salad dressing. And then what I'll do is, instead of putting the CBD oil into the salad dressing as a whole, I'll put it onto the salad. That way, what I don't want to do is waste it. Like if I mix up my salad dressing in a small bowl and I put the CBD in there, well, it might be in what I don't put on the salad or what remains in the little bowl. So I will just put one or two drops on top of my salad after I have put the dressing on. So I do that. And there are some other things that I'm looking to explore. In fact, while I was prepping for this episode, I noticed that Mary Shinoda, the paleo chef, one of my former mentors, had shared on Instagram a recipe that she was developing for a pop-up shop at the Nike headquarters cafe that she's doing. And she was working on a dessert with some nuts and maybe some dates. Couldn't really see too much of what was in there. She hasn't released the recipe yet, but she was using CBD in there as well. So I'm looking forward to playing around with some other recipes. And as I do, I will post them over on the blog. But that is how I use it. And I will tell you what I've noticed about it. But before I do, because I got a bunch of questions, I just got a box in the mail yesterday from Thrive Market, and I put it up on my Instagram story. One of the things in there was the MCT oil that I mentioned. I will link to that over in the show notes. The other thing was coconut flakes, coconut chips, not just like dried coconut, but actual coconut chips. And what I love about these things, I'm kind of going off on an aside here, but I'm doing it because it came up in the story. Most coconut chips have lots of sugar added. The ones that I get from Thrive Market don't. So it's literally just coconut and salt, but they're crunchy like chips. And I will often throw those on top of a salad because I like having a crunchy element, but I don't want to do croutons, and it's easy to get carried away with nuts. So I'll just do like a small handful, a quarter cup or so of these coconut chips. I love that they don't have sugar added, and I put those on top of my salad as well. So just a little side note there. I will link to those over on the show notes as well as to Thrive Market. If you haven't given them a shot yet, go through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because when you do, you get an extra 25% off, as well as a free 30-day trial membership. And if your order is over $49, you get free shipping on it. So check that out, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, because that has been coming up a lot lately. So what I notice from the CBD, when I used to get massage prior to incorporating CBD oil, the massage felt amazing, but when it was over, it was over. Right? Like I didn't feel an extended benefit other than I knew I was working on my body, but the relaxation ended when the massage ended, you know? Now with the CBD oil, I definitely notice that my muscles are more relaxed for an extended period of time. That has been my experience with that. With the coffee, when I put CBD oil in my coffee or on my salad, I would say within 30 to 60 minutes, I definitely feel a calm and a sense of relaxation that is not in any way a high. I don't find that calming at all. A calm that is very similar to having just meditated or being really, really, really well rested. Like an ability to focus and avoid distractions and not be agitated or irritated. That is what I notice. I'm excited to see over a longer period of time, this has been a few months for me now, over a longer period of time, if the anti-inflammatory benefits accumulate. I have no reason to believe that they won't, but it's kind of one of those time will tell sorts of things. There are lots of ways though, guys, that we can have anti-inflammatory and antidepressive effects in other ways. So if you're thinking, oh, that's a little bit too close to weed for me, that's cool. That's your prerogative. Understand that reducing sugar, not overeating, not being negative, not complaining, all of those things are also either antidepressants and or anti-inflammatories, reducing the stress response in your body. There are so many different ways to do it. So if this one's not for you, that's cool. But I do anticipate with the increasing amount of research going into CBD and the changing regulations related to hemp and marijuana products, that we will see non-psychoactive derivatives of marijuana, meaning derivatives that don't get you high, more and more, because there are healing and medicinal properties to all sorts of things. And many of us have kind of thrown the baby out with the bathwater, because there's one thing that has an effect that has been outlawed or that gets you high that we associate with bad, and then we miss out on many other benefits that can come from other components that really truly can deliver significant health effects and benefits. So definitely check out if you're curious about it. I will link to Mary's Nutritionals. Certainly it's not the only company, but I really love the transparency of their products. And then look around at your massage therapist or at your acupuncturist or wherever you are out and about, and just take note of where CBD is being used. And then don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask, how is this different? I'm worried about this. How does it work? How does it function? function? What's the mechanism of action? Where did you get it from? What quality control procedures do you have in place? I was reading an interview just earlier today. A friend of mine, I've mentioned her before, Sarah, she has a company called Seasold, and she makes these beautiful handmade signs. I shared one she made with for me that says Travel Light. She was interviewed by a local New England magazine, and they were asking her her advice for early business owners, so business owners that are just getting started. And she said, ask a lot of questions. And I love that for business owners, but I also love that for all of us. If you are unsure about something, if you're on the fence or something makes you nervous, ask a lot of questions. That's what I did. I was curious. So I started asking questions. I started looking at what quality looks like, what quality means, who is the most transparent. I started talking to other people who used it, people that I trust. And I decided to give it a go for myself and, most importantly, listen to my own body. All right, guys, that is all we've got for today. Head over to primalpotential.com/493, because that is where the link will be to the summer little mini program, the prequel to the 12 Weeks to Transformation. If you want live Q&As with me every week for 12 weeks, as well as access to those daily coaching notes, that link, open to the first 100 people, is up on primalpotential.com/493. If you're listening to this in a week or a month or 3 years, you probably won't find that link or it won't work for you. It's because it's time sensitive. Also, if you want to get on the wait list for the fall 12 Weeks to Transformation, that link will be over there as well as the links to Thrive Market. That is where I get my MCT oil. It is where I get my apple cider vinegar, as well as my extra virgin olive oil, those coconut chips that I mentioned, a whole bunch of other stuff. So head over there. I hope you have an awesome day, and I will chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.